NBC News Radio, I'm Scott Carr. Drug maker Moderna says it's working to develop a booster shot for the new COVID variant. The company says it's adapting three strategies to fight the new Omicron strain, including a higher dose of the vaccine. The new variant's causing global concerns as it spreads outside of South Africa. Experts say it could be highly contagious. Jim Forbes tells us, meantime, Israel's banning all foreigners from entering that country as part of an effort to stem the spread of the new variant.
It was first detected in South Africa, leading Israel to ban travelers from most African nations on Friday. The new restrictions kick in at midnight, just after the start of Hanukkah, and are expected to last 14 days. All Israelis entering the country, regardless of vaccination status, will be required to quarantine for 3 days and can leave isolation only after a negative COVID test.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments beginning tomorrow in a case seen by many as one of the clearest attacks ever against the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision of 1973. The case stemming from the state of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban, which pro-choice activists call blatantly unconstitutional. Mississippi's 2018 Gestational Age Act prohibits abortions after 15 weeks, with the exceptions of rape and incest. Today's expected to be the busiest day of the holiday week for air travel as people come home after the Thanksgiving holiday. TSA says it expects to screen about 2.4 million passengers today, wrapping up a week that's seen travel bounce back to where it was before the pandemic hit. And veteran actor Lou Coutel, who's been seen on TV shows for many decades, has passed away. Coutel appeared on the Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore shows back in the 60s and 70s. He also appeared in movies, including Pee-wee's Big Adventure as Amazing Larry.
Is this something you could share with the rest of us, Amazing Larry?
Coutel passed away last week in Hollywood at the age of 91. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.